Welcome to the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of retail news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
The Platform Group AG expands its portfolio in the furniture sector. The Platform Group AG, a leading software company, has expanded its portfolio in the furniture sector. Its subsidiary, Digitech Living Brands GmbH, has acquired a stake in Berlin-based PMR Handels GmbH, which operates several online furniture shops, including SofaDreams.com. The company will remain independent with the current management team in charge. The CEO of the Platform Group AG, Dr. Dominic Benner, stated that this investment aligns with their platform approach in furniture retail, aiming to strengthen their position in the industry. Christopher Loth, Managing Director of Digitech Living Brands GmbH, highlighted the goal of connecting more furniture manufacturers to their platforms, reducing logistics and marketing costs. The Platform Group AG operates in 27 industries with locations across Europe, generating €525 million in sales in 2024. Archway Capital provides $42.9 million loan for the acquisition of a major portion of the Shoppes at Carlsbad, a 1.1 million CEF retail center in San Diego County. Archway Capital LLC has provided a $42.9 million loan to Steerpoint Capital for the acquisition of a major portion of the Shoppes at Carlsbad, a 1.1 million square foot retail center in San Diego County. The acquired portion, totaling 727,000 square feet, is currently 74% occupied with tenants like Yard House, the Cheesecake Factory, and more. This marks Archway Capital's largest transaction to date, showcasing their ability to customize loans and offer non-recourse structures. The borrower has allocated $4 million for property improvements, including upgrades to entrances and common areas. The shop is at Carlsbad, located at the junction of Interstate 5 and Highway 78, offers a variety of retail, dining, and entertainment options in an affluent area.
Redwood Q3 Cross-Border Index reveals twin triangles driving North American freight growth. Redwood Logistics and Redwood Mexico have released the Q3 2025 Redwood Cross-Border Index, highlighting the growth of the Bajío-Mexico City-Querétaro corridor and Mexico's new automatic export notice. The Twin Triangles concept shows a unified ecosystem driving freight growth, mirroring the U.S.-Texas triangle. Southbound demand is increasing, drawing more U.S. goods into Mexico. Despite tariff concerns, Mexico's economy is growing, with FDI and venture investment on the rise. Mexico's new automatic export notice targets specific product categories, requiring exporters to file an official notice through SNACE. Redwood Mexico has opened a new office in Querétaro to address the evolving needs of customers and streamline operations in this growing economic hub.
Downtown Burbank announces 10 new restaurants and retailers, supporting influx of residents, visitors, and workers. Downtown Burbank has welcomed 10 new restaurants and retailers this year, catering to the growing number of residents, visitors, and workers in the area. Among the new additions are Tigawak, Chubby Dumpling, Jam Jam Tea Studio, and Lab Legree. These will soon be joined by Supreme Crab, The Melt, iSmash, High Intensity Pilates, Flow Wine and Coffee, and Fire Wings. The city and Downtown Burbank PBID have actively attracted these businesses to create a diverse environment. With 1,000 new housing units and two hotels on the way, the area is booming. First Street Village, with its modern apartments and retail spaces, is already a hit. Flow Wine and Coffee, a new concept by local residents, is set to open later this year, offering exclusive coffee and wines. The city's economic development team has programs in place to support businesses, making Downtown Burbank a thriving destination for all.
The second Hong Kong Shopping Festival wraps up successfully. The second Hong Kong Shopping Festival concluded successfully in August 2025, with total impressions exceeding 100 million across various platforms, representing an 11% increase compared to last year. The festival showcased nearly 260 brands and over 500 products by Hong Kong SMEs on platforms like Taobao, JD.com, and Douyin, offering mainland consumers a month-long discount promotion. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council launched the E-Commerce Express this year, with the festival serving as the flagship event to help Hong Kong SMEs seize opportunities in the mainland e-commerce market. The event received strong support from the government of the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region, aiming to boost sales and enhance brand reputation for participating enterprises. SRS Real Estate Partners announces 20.75 million gown lease sale of a target property in a Long Island submarket. SRS Real Estate Partners has closed a $20.75 million ground lease sale of a 145,000-square-foot single-tenant property occupied by Target in Sayville, NY. The property, built in 2014 on 12.4 acres, has approximately 14 years left on Target's lease. The seller, a California-based investor, was represented by Calvin Short and Jeff Christian. The buyer, also from California, was represented by Tyler Leeson and Peter Del Tondo. This sale is the only freestanding Target sale nationally in the past 3 years. The property is in a prime location near major retail brands and serves as a gateway to Fire Island. SRS Capital Markets has completed over $1.5 billion in deal volume this year. For more information, visit srsre.com. AT Customate Solutions, AZ, secures rights to monetize SmartCart retail media and data. A2Z Customate Solutions, a global leader in smart retail technology, has secured the rights to monetize all retail media, data, and digital assets generated by its Customate 3.0 smart shopping carts at Yochananof, Israel's premier supermarket chain. Each cart can generate over 25,000 impressions per month, with A2Z paying Yochananof a fixed sum for ads sold on a cost-per-thousand impressions basis. This agreement opens up new revenue streams through advertising, consumer data analytics, and the development of a smart cart marketplace, positioning A2Z to capture value in the rapidly growing global retail media segment and the projected retail data monetization platform market. For more information, visit www.custumate.com.
Investor news breaks: Yushin Technology Ltd., NASDAQ, closes $6 million underwritten public offering. Yushin Technology Ltd. has closed a $6 million underwritten public offering, with gross proceeds of approximately $6 million. The offering included 21,428,571 common units, priced at 28 each, with Aegis Capital Corp. exercising its over-allotment option. Yushin Technology is a SaaS and PaaS provider helping retail enterprises digitally transform their businesses. The company's cloud-based SaaS product and PaaS platform offer omni-channel digital solutions for mid-tier brand retailers, enabling real-time sales data analysis and connectivity across systems, apps, and devices. For more information, visit Yuxin Technology Ltd.'s website at ir.yuxin.cloud. Sparkle Grooming Co. accelerates national growth with Texas expansion. Sparkle Grooming Co. is accelerating its national growth with the addition of 25 new licenses in Texas, led by regional developers Greg Bush and John Entz. Both bring a wealth of entrepreneurial and media expertise to the brand, with backgrounds in sports television. Greg, known for owning 7 locations of The Joint Chiropractic, and John, a former president of Fox Sports, are excited to bring Sparkle's innovative approach to pet care to the Austin and San Antonio markets. With a focus on providing top-notch grooming services on a recurring basis, Sparkle's membership model and flat-rate pricing make professional pet grooming simple and accessible. To learn more about franchise opportunities, visit sparkledogcare.com/franchise.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Retail Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.